Amid fire emergencies, Akwa Ibom government staffs fire service of funds.
3 different people told me they called the fire service and the fire service were not forthcoming. When they finally came, they didn't have water.
The fire service in Akwa Ibom state is moribund. If we didn't have the federal fire service, then Akwa Ibom would be in a terrible situation.
There are no hydrant system on the streets of Uyo. Now, since there's no hydrants, it is so difficult for us to refuel.
The words of Jerry Smith, "Safety is not expensive, it's priceless," resonates, and it's worth pondering over. The recurring fire incidences in Akwa Ibom in recent years have exposed the inept form of the state fire service, where a lack of adequate firefighting equipment and non-prioritization of fire and emergency safety response leave citizens more vulnerable to fire disasters. My name is Ima Dem. This is a special report on the state of Akwa Ibom's fire service, which is starved of funding in the midst of escalating fire emergencies. Mr. Usen Nkamare, a businessman who deals in household and office furniture, reflects on 1st of January 2020, a day that fire gutted his shop, which was located on Oron Road in Uyo Metropolis. Nkamara was hopeful of a swift response by the state fire service at the early hours of that fateful day. He recounts how several persons around him had called for help from the state fire service.
It was on the 1st day of January 2020. When I had gone to my shop that morning, I went and delivered 6 pieces of pews to Methodist Church in Biabongayaya. Getting back to the shop, I locked the shop. I drove my car back home. Coming out from my bedroom, I saw calls. I picked and they told me to come. That fire has finished everything in the shop. I was like confused. Getting to the shop, I could not see anything in the shop. People were battling how they can remove things from other shops that were close to my shop. 3 different people told me they called the fire service and the fire service were not forthcoming. So even when I got there and they were not there, I stayed there for the past like 15 to 20 minutes. They were not still there before they arrived. When they finally came, they didn't have water. When they started to off the light with their nozzles, water finished. They came after the fire has finished consuming everything in that shop. Then they have to call the Federal Fire Service, and those people came with 2 trucks from Federal Secretariat.
The moment of reality dawning on Mr. Nkamara that his hard work had just been raised by fire brings a flush of disappointment as he speaks about the value of the furniture he had in his shop on the day of the unfortunate incident.
It has not been an easy task. A lot of people came and they showed sympathy. A lot said I should forget about their jobs. A lot said I should give them their job. In short, the value of things I had in the is what I was amazed at, and that was why I was crying, because I lost close to 10 million naira in that place. I had goods worth 700,000 naira. Then SUBEP, State Secondary Education Board, gave me a job of 9.1 million naira. That was 546 pieces of dual decks, which was ongoing. I delivered some, and a lot, fire burned all of them. I had to went through another street to go and look for a way to get money to deliver the job. So I lost close to 10 million naira, if not more than, in that shop.
Nkamara's story is one out of many fire incidences in Akwa Ibom state. In 2022 alone, the state fire service reports that over 33 fire outbreaks have occurred. On April 1, a section of a prime supermarket in Uyo City, Nteps, was raised by fire. A filling station on Waimba Road in Uyo Metropolis, as well as shops at Itam Market, including a residential building at Jubilee Lane, Accra Road on September 14, were all burnt by fire. In the midst of all the fire incidences reported by citizens, reality sets in when the state fire service shows up at the scene, only to struggle with putting out the fire. Mr. Harry Udo is the chairman, civil society's organization in Akwa Ibom State. He decries the condition of a safety response outfit. Mr. Udo says it's worrisome to see that the state fire service, without the presence of the federal fire service, cannot efficiently respond to emergency calls.
The fire service in Akwa Ibom State is moribund. If we didn't have the federal fire service, who themselves are even hamstrung by insufficient equipment, but have been doing very well. They are funded, they have the materials. If they aren't there, then Akwa Ibom will be in a terrible situation. So the state fire service needs to be funded properly, staff trained, all right, and all the equipment that they need and materials they need to be able to fight fire outbreak, and in fact, other emergencies should be there, because as fire service, that's not, they should be able to respond to other emergencies as well, apart from fire outbreaks. They should be able to provide sensitization, awareness creation for citizens to understand certain things that can lead to fire outbreak, so they can have that preventive knowledge to work within that frame that enables that they work within the safety frame, so to speak. That's not happening right now. They aren't doing anything, and they are just there, moribund, receiving salaries every month because they are civil servants, but they don't have the equipment to work, and they are not being funded.
The story from Nigeria's largest city, Lagos, where new equipment were commissioned on October 23, 2022, is instructive. 62 new fire trucks, recruitment of 435 firefighters to boost the strength of fire personnel, establishment of 6 new fire stations, all targeted to improving the emergency responder system, demonstrates that revamping fire institutions across Nigerian states is not fiction. The presence of the Federal Fire Service in Akwa Ibom is a relief. They consistently show up to assist at fire scenes and have helped with most outbreaks in Uyo Metropolis. Just as in other Nigerian states, the Federal Power Statal is saddled with the responsibility of supporting the sub-national fire service parastatal. In Akwa Ibom, they do more than just support, as their absence at any of the scenes could present more grave consequences. A visit to the Federal Fire Service on a back road in Uyo Metropolis gives a picture of an ideal fire station setting. The firefighting team, exuding so much confidence, takes time to demonstrate the viability of their firefighting truck. The sounds of a large power truck with 10,000 liters of water capacity. It has components to accommodate about 500 liters of a foam compound used for fighting certain kinds of fire disasters. It houses a number of tools needed for these operations. What is significant, however, is the refilling of the truck with water after a fighting fire activity during outbreaks. This federal agency, on which Akwa Ibom's fire institution heavily relies, has trouble filling the water tank. In an interview at our office, the commanding officer and 2 IC of the Federal Fire Service in Uyo, SF Ofombok Nelson, speaks of this challenge and specifically mentions the facility, the water hydrant, which she claims will make a significant difference if it is available at key locations throughout Uyo City.
Hydrant is for refilling. The facility is just for you to get water. Hydrant is just about you getting water from it. It's a reservoir, water reservoir. So you get water from hydrant when you are exhausted. That's what you do with hydrants. Now, like in Uyo, we don't have any hydrants around. If you go to Abuja, you have hydrants on the streets of Abuja. Like in central area, I know one we used to go and get water. But there are no hydrant system on the streets of Uyo. So you can't get water on the streets. You can't get water in Uyo from hydrants. Now, since there's no hydrants, it is so difficult for us to refill. There was a time we had issue on refilling. Before now, we go to this stadium. They have hydrants here in the stadium. Stadium Road. So we used to go there for refilling before now. I think 2 years ago they stopped us from refilling from there because that's the only place you can see hydrants.
It is is also clear that the state fire service is concerned about the water hydrant. Anyone who visits the state fire headquarters will feel uneasy. The facility's dilapidated infrastructure speaks volume about the condition of this very important peristatal. In addition, several other fire engines and water tanks at the Uyo fire station are lying idle because they are not functional. The institution's public relations officer, Mr. Emmanuel Udofia, tells me that some of the equipment only needs a simple battery change, which should cost a little sum of money. Same applies to the fire stations in Ikorokwene and Eket local government areas where there is a distinct sense of neglect. At Eket fire station, what is conspicuous are the rickety fire trucks, the run-down building with filthy walls, the lack of gate at the entry, and no convenient workspace for the staff. The Ikorokwene station has a more structured building and more relaxed setting, although it gives a picture of yet another abandoned investment. It's impossible to ignore the parking of fire engines and water tanks, which give away whether or not they are operational. Efforts made to get the commandants of these stations to speak did not yield, as Mrs. Uwem Ansah, who oversees the Ikorokwene fire station, said she was unable to react to questions on the station's operations. She instructed that the service headquarters be contacted. The situation only leaves one wondering, what happens when there is a fire incident in these locations, considering that the Federal Fire Service, which comes to the rescue all the time in the city center, cannot operate beyond Uyo City. I proceeded to speak with the State Director of the Fire Service, Builder Ubong Umor, about the issues affecting the institution's smooth operation. He explicitly said that he cannot comment on these issues and referred me to the State Commissioner of Works and Fire Service. What is most disturbing is the fact that Akwa Ibom State Government is aware that the State Fire Service needs an overhaul. They are also conscious of the relevance of the water hydrant and elevated tank project, a key facility that can help the firefighters in the state function better. The budget of the State Fire Service from 2015 till 2021 and even the present year shows that the water hydrant is budgeted for. Carefully studying the budget for 7 years, 2015 to 2021, I discovered that this facility pegged at 15,200,000 naira. In the 2015 budget resurfaces throughout other years with varying amounts until 2021. This also applies to other equipment and facilities such as repair of old engines at 10 million naira for 1 year, rehabilitation and equipping of fire stations at Eket, Ibna, Itu, Etinan, Abak, Ikorokwene and other local government areas at 75 million naira, just to mention a few. Over 1,667,000,000 naira was budgeted in 2015 for capital projects of the fire institutions. Also in 2016, about 740,000,000 naira was budgeted. This pattern is noticeable through other years in review, to date, where there are budgets made for diverse capital projects. In spite of the budgetary provisions, what is also very unsettling is that there were no releases made by the Akwa Ibom State Government for capital projects in 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018 through 2021, even as the fire service was eventually merged with the Ministry of Works in 2020. In 2021, approximately 153,633,629,270 naira was budgeted for the Ministry of Works, where the fire service now functions as an entity. Capital expenditure amounting to 101,872,102,930 naira 49 kobo was recorded for various projects in the Works Ministry in 2021. But no releases have been made on capital projects budgeted for the fire service in 2021. And now, in 2022, it is uncertain if the story is any different. to find out if there were releases in 2019, 2020 and 2021. For these capital projects budgeted for, a Freedom of Information Bill was sent to the State Accountant General, Pastor Uwem Andrew Essien, on October 19, 2022, for a release of the reports reflecting this information. But to date, no response has been given. A government official, the Commissioner for Information and Strategy, Barrister Ini Ememabong, made efforts at responding to concerns of the fire service during a live interview on one of Akwaibom's radio platforms, Inspiration FM's program, Political Conversation, on September 2022. Barrister Ememabong said the government has made moves to acquire equipment needed to boost the operations of the fire service.
When fire gutted, I think it was in Teps, we got talking very explicitly with the Honorable Commissioner for Works and Fire Service, Professor Noeba, and he gave assurances that the fire service revamp plan was on course and that he had made propositions to government, which His Excellency the Governor had also agreed and assented to. But of course, you know that these things are dollarized. These things are external. They are exogenous. They are not indigenous. So the process of bringing them in also would take time. It's a revamped strategy, the whole thing, because you're going to talk about men, equipment, and knowledge. The question is, do you have men there? The answer is yes. Do you have people with up-to-date knowledge? The issue is, when you bring in the equipment, you now have to update them. Do they have infrastructure to house them and their equipment scheduled into one? It's something that I'd also take to know the exact position we are in on that with the Honorable Commissioner for Works, under whose ministry that is. But
the problem is the zero releases on budgeted amounts for Akwaibom's fire service capital projects. Speaking again about the state of the fire service facilities, Mr. Harry Udo believes that a well-funded parastatal will speak for itself.
You know, you can sit on your desk and just check for fire equipment, place order, make payment, and get them. It's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. It's not like crude oil processing refinery that you need some processes. It will take about a year or two to build it there, bring it here, and begin to install, because it has to be according to specification and the type of oil that you're going to be refining and what the products that you want out of that. You have some of the very fine fire equipment abroad. It's just to identify them. This is what you need. You pay the price and then pay for the freighting, and they bring it in. It's not Harry Udor that is trying to buy fire equipment and it's so expensive that he needs to go get loans from 10 banks to do so. No, this is government, and it's something they can do very easily. And then they can also look at the equipment that is here. Some of them are quite old, really, but some of them can be refurbished and used. Some of them are simple things like batteries, as I hear. Some of them are very simple things like getting the auto technicians to look at the vehicle and see what's wrong with it and change the parts. These are things that doesn't need rocket science.
With this in view, the Commissioner for Works and Fire Service, Professor Eno Ibanga, was contacted by phone to schedule an interview to at least respond to concerns about the state of the fire service in Akwaibom and speak to the fire service revamp policy. Professor Ibanga, in response to one of the phone calls put across to him on the 25th of October, had promised to revert.
Good evening, Honorable Commissioner. This is Ima from Inspiration FM. You said this week it's possible to meet up with you, sir. That's why I'm calling to do a follow-up.
Okay, no problem. We just came back from recording. I'll get back.
But he never did. The published budgets and the financial reports show that government is up to date with the payment of personnel cost releases for the institution. For the evaluated period, salaries and emoluments totaled over 1.6 billion naira, but the lack of work gear has rendered the staff almost redundant. Given the fire breakouts are avoidable and preventable, Akwaibom Fire Service needs urgent attention. With the 700 billion naira 2023 budget passed by the State House of Assembly on December 15, 2022, and as the line items for capital budget of Akwaibom's fire service make up this amount, citizens desire an efficient fire institution, and a shift in the narrative will involve seeing a government that gives priority to safety and emergency response, as well as the upliftment of Akwaibom's Fire Service.
This report is supported by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation and the International Center for Investigative Reporting, ICIR.